Good evening. We want to welcome you to the Falafel House. If you're wondering about why you're sitting around a table, because you're in the Falafel House this evening at the diner, we hope you enjoy it. The food is coming later, but the program's coming first, so you're going to really have a great time, we're sure, this evening. I want to start out and let you be a little bit involved with singing Joy to the World. If you know it by heart, sing out with us. If you don't, just kind of mumble along and nobody will notice. We're going to have a good time together. So we'll start out with Joy to the World, one verse. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. That was pretty good. So we'll give you another chance in a few minutes, but we're going to start out now with prayer. I'm going to ask our brother Gary Jones if he would ask the Lord to bless our time tonight, and then we will move on with the program. Brother Gary. Okay, first thing on your menu, well, I don't know if it's on the menu or not, but the first thing you're going to enjoy tonight is the preschool group. They're going to come in, and they've been working hard, and I'm going to invite them to come on in now, and they're going to be sharing with us some things about this special time of year, the birth of the Lord Jesus.
Tell you the wonderful story of Jesus using names he is called in the Bible.
Living God. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Lamb of Life who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the crucified one.
Praise God for the gift of Jesus, who was, and is to come.
Wow, that was excellent. Excellent. Yeah, go find your mama. You did a great job. I tell you what, if you needed an appetizer, you got it then, didn't you? So we're ready to eat here at the Falafel House. So while they're getting the stage reset a little bit, I want to get you back involved. And we're going to try, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come, let us adore Him.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. And we hope that when you leave tonight, you'll adore Him even more than you do now. Or maybe you'll meet Him tonight for the first time. But now, without any further ado, we invite our Sunday school students to come and present for us The Night Shift Before Christmas.
I know, right?
Seb, what is a jingle?
Well, we send the dishwasher guys out with their aprons full of spoons, and they jingle up a storm. And then when people come and ask where all the noise is coming from, they sing that song. It's this new thing called advertising. So, fella, will it be booth or counter?
I'll take booth, but I have a question.
Shoot.
Okay, what's a falafel?
What's a falafel?
I'm from, like, way out of town, so I was just asking.
Well, falafel, my friend, is a little taste of heaven fried up in a ball about this big. And around these parts, it's everyone's favorite food.
What's the difference between that and a hush puppy?
Oh, what? That's a weird name for a food.
Sure is. Better lock up your pets where this fellow comes from. Hey, who are you?
They're the new waitresses, Mo. I told you I was going to hire them. I figure I'd train them on the night shift so they can slide over to the day shift. All right, girls, try to keep up with me on this one. Most of the people who come in here are regulars, in here all the time. Make sure you take good care of them.
Okay, I'll try. Anyone here tonight?
Oi, this census is gonna break my back.
Here's one now.
We're all filled up in the inn, and everyone wants extra blankets.
Just sit.
I can't sit down. I'm too worked up.
Or you can stand.
I think I'll just sit.
Or you can sit.
Nothing for me. I'll just have coffee. Wait, no. Okay. Yeah.
That was Holla. Mr. Holla to you. He runs the Sabbath Inn, and he's a bit stressed out right now with the census crowds and all. Now those people over there are the night shift workers at the clay pot factory.
What do they make?
About 30 shekels an hour, but that's before overtime.
No, I mean, what do they make at the clay pot factory?
Seriously? They make clay pots. High-tech stuff. They use heat from fire to convert water and clay into modern kitchen vessels.
Whoa.
Good to see y'all.
Somebody shut my chair.
Look, the shepherds are back.
Funny, Mo.
Oh, never heard that before.
These are the night shift shepherds from east of town. They've been coming here for years.
You must know them well.
Yup, almost like my own kids. That Biff, Buffy, Tammy, and Tommy Skip and Scamp.
There sure are a lot of them.
And that's only half of them. The other half are out abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
They'll be in later. Okay, kid, here's your first table.
May I take your order?
That's not how you do it. What do you have?
I'll have a glass of chocolate milk and a bowl of shredded wheat.
Okay, Mr. Mo.
One Mighty Moo and a bale of hay!
Mo, I see you have manna on the menu. Is that real manna or that manna substitute stuff?
Well, Biff, you know only God has the original manna recipe, and he hasn't shared it with anybody. But our manna is the best manna humanly possible.
And you. Hey, Tommy! What do you have?
What do you have? Order it up. We serve it fresh, deep fried, or well done. You don't have to sit there wishing you were feasting from our kitchen. Step right up and tell us, what do you have?
Alright, Skip, you've had enough time to look at the menu. You know it like the hills of Judea. What do you have?
I don't know, Paul. I'm just not feeling like myself tonight.
So, you won't have your usual herdsman breakfast with extra wheat toast and a large goat's milk?
Yeah, I think I'll just have 2 eggs on toast, please.
Adam and Eve on a raft. Wreck 'em.
What do you have? Just take a look. Our menu's full of fine cuisine we like to cook. You don't have to sit there wishing you were feasting from our kitchen. Step right up and tell us what do you have.
All right, who's next?
I'm not
getting any younger. Someone order before the sun comes up.
Well, since Biffy's is a pillar of salt in every meal he orders, I think we'll just split something.
All right, what do you have?
A bowl of tomato soup.
Pharaoh's coming. Part the Red Sea.
In this little town, here in Bethlehem, shop around, but why not come on in? You can eat your fill of bagels and your dishes. If you can't win, you can do the dishes.
Yeah, that's right, Biff. It's just not worth keeping. Oh. With the census full, with the town full of the gills for the census and night travel dying down, I'm going to close her down for the night.
But, Mo, why?
It's just not worth keeping her keeping the restaurant open for a few night owls.
But, Mo, what we do then? You know we have to work nights, and this is the only place to eat around here.
There's a new place on the south of town.
You mean the awful falafel? That place is, well, awful. Just one more piece of horrible news. Should have seen it coming.
Girls, meet terrible Tommy, the most pessimistic person in the world. Everything's always bad news to Tommy.
I'm not a pessimist. I'm just a realist.
Watch this. Hey, Tommy, I can't believe how great business has been since the census.
Are you kidding me? The streets are crowded. Sheeps are stressed out, and anybody who doesn't already have a hotel can just forget it.
See?
Why is there a census again?
Well, Caesar ordered a count of all the people in all his kingdoms, so everybody's got to go back to the place where they was born so we can take a count.
No, it's so Caesar can take more of my money.
There was this couple got in today, and the girl has to be about 9 months pregnant. They didn't have a place to stay because all the inns are full. Never seen anything like that in little Bethlehem.
Flo, you must feel so lucky to live in Bethlehem.
Why would you say that?
Because the scriptures say that the Messiah will come here to Bethlehem.
Ha! A prophet wrote that hundreds of years ago. It's not likely to happen. I gotta get back to work.
I believe God can send the Messiah whenever he wants, even tonight.
In Bethlehem? The Messiah tonight? You're a dreamer.
Waiting in anticipation in this little town of Bethlehem.
back to work. Well,
pay it tomorrow, I know. Except won't be open tomorrow night.
Flo, it's the right thing to do.
Ah, the kids must have left these after school. They'll be panicked.
What are those?
Oh, it's called social media. The kids send messages to each other. It's the new craze.
What? How's it work?
Technology again. This thing is called Papyrus, and this thing is called a pin. Someone from all the way across the room can know what one kid was just thinking about just minutes ago.
Newfangled technology.
Hello, stranger. Can I help you? You're new here in Bethlehem.
I'm in for the census, and I'm staying at the Beth Western, and I ordered a pizza to go.
What hotel?
The Beth Western.
Beth Western?
Bethlehem Western. Beth Western.
I don't remember any order to go.
Falafel and anchovy pizza?
Oh, here it is. I forgot to put it in. I'll do it right now.
That's all right. I can wait.
Sorry, I must have been distracted.
Flo, it's not like you to make mistakes like this.
I know. I guess I'm just thinking about that couple who got in on the first shift. They didn't have a penny to their name and no place to stay.
The girl who was going to have a baby?
That's the one. I'm just worried sick about her.
Hope they can get up. At least they're not hungry. Flo threw so much free food on the table, they might not be hungry for a week.
Aw, Flo, you're sassy.
I guess I am. Tell you when I'll break your arm. It just hurts my heart to think of them out in the dark, cold, lonely world by themselves.
You don't even know them. Why does it bother you so much?
Well, our current King Herod and his soldiers rule with an iron fist. I think one day when God's Messiah comes, he'll be gentle and caring.
Gentle. Jeremiah said he'll be a conqueror. He will defeat the nations and ensemble, the people scattered and Jew. He will be a warrior.
Warrior? Isaiah says he will be a judge, and he will have the spirit of wisdom and understanding of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Well, I believe he will be a priest, because Isaiah says righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness, the sash around his waist.
Regardless of what he's going to be like, the Messiah will be from here, and he'll be in the line of David, and he'll be king.
Y'all really think he's going to be born here in Bethlehem?
Micah says, but Bethlehem, though you're small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me and the ruler of Israel, the old and ancient times.
That was written hundreds of years ago. Are you sure that's still true?
Well, God promised. And God always keeps his promise.
Abraham, heard many tongues. Yeah.
that if the Messiah were born right here, I would drop everything to go see him.
Well, you're about to drop everything right over that poor guy from Beth Western.
Sorry. Here's your MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Enjoy.
Nothing like an MLT where the mutton's nice and lean and tomatoes are ripe. I just love that. They're so perky.
Whoa, look at that.
Oh my goodness, what's that?
Whoa!
Wow, it's as bright as day up there.
Not sure what it is, but it can't be good.
It looks like it's coming from over the shepherd's field.
What in the world?
Or out of this world.
Oh, did you see that light?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I should get back to the stable where where the couple you saw earlier is staying.
You put them in a stable?
Well, I had no room in the inn. What do you expect?
You know, I've been thinking about that sweet young mother-to-be all day.
Her name is Mary, and her husband Joseph. They're going to have a child.
No.
Yeah, she said the strangest thing when I asked her what she hoped the baby would be.
Really? What'd she say?
She hoped it was a boy.
What?
Maybe she was just hoping.
She said the strangest thing to me whenever I asked that. She said that an angel came from the Lord and said that it would be a boy. It's part of God's plan.
God has a plan.
God has a plan.
Oh, gosh. Don't be afraid. God has a plan. Afraid. God has a plan.
it would be so wonderful if Mary's baby was part of God's plan, just like the angel told her.
It would also be wonderful if Paula could get them a proper place to stay.
It would also be wonderful if I could get my pizza sometime soon.
Oh, girls, you might as well start cleaning up since it's almost time to close and we're not going to be open overnight anymore.
You're really going to do it?
Well, nothing ever happens in this sleepy little town in the middle of the night. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are y'all doing? Y'all almost knocked my doors down. What's the matter? This isn't like you. This really isn't like you.
Did you see it?
See what?
The light, Mo, the light.
It was angels.
You saw angels?
And at you, they were everywhere, and an angel talked to us.
An angel talked to you?
They weren't just talking, they were praising God, and it was loud.
The angel said, don't be afraid.
Because I was.
I will bring you good news of great joy to all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord.
Y'all are joking, right?
Not joking.
Oh. Tommy, you're always the guy to give the bad news. What's the bad news this time?
This time, no, there is no bad news. This is the best news I've ever heard.
Shepherds, what are you up to?
What?
Oh, don't act so
innocent.
You all know what you did. I was sound asleep. And I looked out my window, and I saw all you shepherds skipping and hollering. And I followed you straight here.
Paul, just sit down. Take it easy.
I won't sit down. I want to know what they were doing in my state.
Well, see, Mr. Holler, there was this angel in the...
Wait, angel?
And he told us that the Savior was born here tonight.
Savior?
He told us we found him wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, and sure enough, we found him in your stable.
In my stable? I think I need to sit down.
After all these years, God's promise has become true.
He is Christ the Lord.
Good news of great joy
for all the people.
So Mary's baby?
In my stable.
Is our Messiah sent from God for us? I've got to go see him.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We got to clean up and lock up first.
Never mind that, Mo. We've got to go.
I think I need to sit down.
Paula, you are sitting. What you need to do is get up and come and see the Messiah. Mo, are you coming?
Yeah, I'll come. I'd live to see the day.
Neither did I.
My Uncle Simeon. Was right. God said that God promised that he wouldn't let him die until he saw the Messiah. I knew he was so old, I knew it would be soon. That's why I'm here in Bethlehem to see him.
In all of the world, the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, and we're the only ones who know.
Yeah. Flo, you're right. Yeah, nights sometimes has its benefits.
What do we do now?
We gotta tell everyone we can.
No one will believe us.
How can we tell all these people?
Don't be so negative. This is the good news we've been waiting for. Let's spread the good news.
Mom, come quick. There's a caravan that's pulled up in front of the diner. There's a huge line of hungry people waiting to be fed. They saw our open 24-hour sign.
They must be tourists from all over the world.
Well, I'm afraid there's nothing we can do for them. It's past midnight, and Mo says we're not going to be open overnight anymore.
Flo, go seat our guests. We might not be able to go out and tell the world about the Messiah, but God is bringing some of the world to us.
You mean?
Yeah, the diner is the perfect place to share the good news. 24 hours a day. Besides, I can't abandon our customers to awful falafel.
So we're staying open for the night shift?
Absolutely. Who says nothing ever exciting happens in Bethlehem in the middle of the night? Falafel's on the house, at the Falafel House.
Feast. That was delicious. Anybody enjoy that? Wasn't that good? Oh. Good job, guys and girls. Y'all were excellent. That was wonderful. You worked hard. We appreciate Stephen and Mary and all the folks that work with them, Jonathan and David with the sound, and everybody who's been involved at all in the program tonight. We really appreciate that. We appreciate you coming here, joining us in the diner. I tell you, Mo was really whipping the stuff up back there. I was getting hungry thinking about those falafels, or really I was getting hungry thinking about the hush puppies, but, you know, we'll go for the falafels. But we, you know, we couldn't quite taste it. We could almost, you know, some of, Nick over there, he did get to eat an MLT. He was the only one I saw actually eating, but he got to taste that, you know. I think back to that first century experience, what it was really like. I think about the taste and the smells and what it must have been back in those days, whether it was in the manger or it was in the inn, or it was out in the fields where the shepherds were. Think about the Lord Jesus coming and being born and in that stable, and his mother taking him and wrapping him in those cloths and laying him in that manger, that animal trough, no room for them in the inn. Him tasting his mother's milk, and then growing up and being there in Nazareth and eating the foods of the Middle East, what that must have been like for him. As I think about that, I think about us. You're all hungry. You're sitting here in the diner. You're waiting. We got some food in the back, and we're going to be enjoying that in a few minutes. We're looking forward to that. But I've been thinking about a verse in the book of Hebrews. Just want to share this one verse with you. It's Hebrews chapter 2, and it's the ninth verse. And we're going to break in and just read that together. I'd just like to share a few thoughts as I've been thinking about this. We've come tonight and we've seen a drama. We've seen and heard a lot of different parts and singing and characters. But you know, this verse starts out like this. But we see Jesus. But we see Jesus. And you know, that's really our heart tonight, is that every one of us in the program, in the diner, in the back, that every one of us would see Jesus by faith. And the verse goes on to say, but we see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels. And we think about God who spoke the universe into existence. And we read in the book of John, we read in the book of Colossians, we read in other places in the scripture that the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, is the very agent of creation. And to think of this one who was timeless, who had no beginning, that he would choose to step foot into our world and he would become a little lower than the angels. And he would do that for a purpose. He would become a human being, not randomly, but for the purpose of God. And we read about it here in this verse, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. This one that they've been singing about, we've been thinking about, and we'll celebrate his birth during this Christmas season, illustrated by the manger over here. He came for the purpose of suffering, and going through life. And we all know what suffering is to some degree, but the suffering he experienced in his life, and more so in his death, is beyond anything that we'll ever know humanly. The scriptures tell us that the Lord Jesus suffered in death beyond our imagination. He was beaten so badly physically that he didn't even have the appearance of a human being anymore. They couldn't tell who he was because of what he had experienced physically. And we know that emotionally he suffered. We know that relationally he suffered. And we know that spiritually he suffered. We go on to read in this verse that we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, listen to this last part, by the grace of God might taste death for everyone. That's what drew me to this verse, to think of the Lord Jesus tasting not only his mother's milk, not only the foods of Nazareth, in Jerusalem, but he tasted death. He experienced death, and he really swallowed up death in his own death. The Lord Jesus tasted death. He had that experience. Sometimes we speak of getting a taste of something. We're really talking about getting an experience of what that really is like. And the Lord Jesus tasted death. He experienced death. He experienced not only physical death, but he experienced what the Bible speaks of as the second death, separation from God, separation from his Father. Why was he suffering like that? Because he was tasting death for everyone. You see, he was tasting death for you. He was tasting death for me. He was tasting death for everyone that has ever lived. He died because we deserve to die. He tasted death on behalf of us instead of us. So that though we may die physically, we will never have to be separated from God. That's what we deserve. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. No matter how good we may be, no matter how religious others can think we are, the Bible says we've all sinned. We've all gone our own way. We've all broken God's rules in the things that we've said, the things that we've done, the things even that we've thought, the very intents of our hearts cause us to be sinners and deserve to be separated from God for all eternity. But God in His love sent His own Son by the grace of God, that He by the grace of God would taste death for everyone. Not that we deserved it, not that we could earn it, but because we couldn't. He said, by grace, a gift, I'm going to allow my Son, God who has no sin, to come and to be made sin for you and taste death for you and then rise again that you might be forgiven. And you know what? We read over in Psalm 34 in verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. We want to invite you tonight, if you've never tasted and seen that the Lord is good, blessed is the one who trusts in Him. If you've never received Him as your Savior, if you've heard a lot about Him, maybe you've sung about Him, maybe you've even thought about Him, maybe you've even prayed to Him, but until you come to that point where you say, I'm a sinner and I'm separated from God and I deserve death, I deserve to be separated from God for all eternity, and yet I believe that He tasted death for me. I believe that He took my place at Calvary on that cross. And I believe He rose again. And the only hope I have of forgiveness is through Him, the Lord Jesus. And by the grace of God, I want to receive Him. I want to taste and see that He is good. I can promise you that if you taste and see, you will know that He is good. I've tasted Him. I've experienced forgiveness. I don't deserve it. I surely couldn't earn it. But by the free gift that God has offered, I received the Lord Jesus, and I was made a new creation, forgiven of my sins. Many here have had that same experience, and God is offering His Son to you tonight. But we see Jesus. Do you see Him? Do you see Him by faith, not only in the manger, but do you see Him on the cross, dying for you? Do you see Him rising again? Do you see Him in heaven tonight, offering Himself to you? Do you see Him? He was made a little lower than the angels. He's not there now. No, He's above the angels. He's back at the right hand of His Father in His rightful place. And He's coming back. He's come the first time for the suffering of death, that He, by the grace of God, could taste death for every man. But He's coming back again. He's coming back to take those who know Him to be with Himself. And then when He comes back to this earth, those who have rejected Him, those who have not been willing to taste, those who've said, I'll do it on my own, I'll be a good person, I'll turn over a new leaf, I'll keep the rules, I'll pray, I'll read the Bible, God will let me in. He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. We're all workers of iniquity, but have you had your sin forgiven? Have you tasted and seen that the Lord is good? He has tasted death for you. He did that for you. We're going to pray. We're going to thank God for what He has done and blessed us tonight, blessed us with the Lord Jesus. We're going to give Him thanks. He's provided a lot of food through you folks tonight, and everyone is invited to go back and go through the line and get freely and come back to the tables and enjoy that. As you go out tonight, you're going to receive a treat bag. The ushers have come, and as they've done for more years than I can remember, they've put together some goodies, and instead of you having to keep up with it while you're eating, just as you leave tonight, make sure you go out the door in the back. There'll be someone there to give you a treat bag, and you can enjoy that. Take it as a free gift, but more importantly, take the Lord Jesus. Receive Him. He loves you, and He wants you to know Him, the one who tasted death for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for these young people, for the ones who came up earlier and sang and reminded us of the names and titles of the Lord Jesus. We thank You, Father, for the ones who have worked hard and have presented to us this drama tonight and these songs about our Savior. And Father, we thank You for this one verse. And Father, we want to see Jesus. And we want everybody here to see Jesus. Lord, we thank You that He was willing to be made lower than the angels, though He Himself created the angels, that He would become a human being and yet apart from sin. We thank you that he went to the cross of Calvary for the suffering of death, that he might taste death for every one of us in this room. Thank you for raising him from the dead. Thank you that he is at your right hand tonight, crowned with glory and honor. Father, those of us who know you personally through him, we come and adore him tonight. And Father, we think of any who may be here that have never received the Lord Jesus. Father, they may be good people, but Father, they don't measure up to the perfection that you require. Help them to humble themselves and be willing to ask the Lord Jesus to save them and forgive them. And we thank you that he's promised that anybody who comes to him, he will never turn away. Father, help someone here tonight to, for the first time, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, for this food, for these treat bags, for our time together. And we love you and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We'd love to talk with you about the Lord Jesus. There are others here who would. You're dismissed to go back and enjoy the food and the fellowship. And there are falafels back there, too. Don't miss them. They're not hush puppies.